Snowy Tuesday, as we say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall update. How are you today, Mayor?
Good morning, Joe. I'm out checking the roads.
And how do they look?
Not too bad. I mean, there's always areas I think we could do better, but overall, I think it's a, for the amount of snow we had and the duration, I think the guys did a hell of a job. You know, it's frustrating because what happens is after you clean up, then people park in the street, clean up, they throw it into the street, people snow blow and blow it into the street. So sometimes the street doesn't look like it was even plowed, you know. But, no, overall, good job. El Grazioso, Larry Prenderville, and Larry, the whole team, contractors that help us out, did a great job.
What's the game plan going forward now, starting today?
Well, we'll continue to clean up. We'll, you know, for example, school's out today. Today and tonight, we'll spend a lot of time in the school areas. The drop-off zones will clear, remove the snow, the sidewalk where the crosswalks meet, a number of safety locations, kids drop off and pick up, you know. All of that will be the first priority so we get the kids back into school tomorrow. And then, of course, we will be going around and, you know, certain corners, you know, the commerce areas, the square, and business communities around the city. We try to get those safe for pedestrians near the T station, same thing. And then, of course, we fan out and we try to do some stuff around the funeral homes, things like that. It never ends, honestly, Joe, you know?
Yeah.
With this kind of snow, it's not like you can just dismiss it with a couple of inches and throw salt down. Obviously, we got a lot of snow.
So, and it doesn't look like they'll be melting anytime soon with the forecast and more on the way.
No, it doesn't. It reminds me a little of February 2015, where not only did we have a ton of snow, but the temperature never got above freezing. So, yeah. It looks like it's the same deal.
Yes, yes. So that year, I remember we had the snow farms. Is that happening again?
I believe we'll be probably using the Quincy Shipyard. Dan Quirk is always helpful in, you know, creating a snow dump there. So whether we need more than that, I don't know. But certainly at this point, we'll definitely start with that.
Sure. And how is the city for staffing? I know that a lot of communities are having issues getting plow operators.
Well, that's certainly an issue overall in the economy we're in, Joe. We're in decent shape. We had one contractor that pulled out in September, Feeney Brothers, and we lost 40 pieces of equipment. So we had to scramble to get other contractors to beef up the numbers. You know, we have X amount of people in the Highway Department and Water Department that work it, along with parks, public buildings, custodians. You know, everybody has a piece of the action, if you will. But, yeah, long-term, getting plow drivers, nobody wants to do this kind of work anymore. And I think that that's having a ripple effect, certainly, in our region.
Sure. So that how's our salt stock doing for the rest of the winter?
Well, we're fortunate because we have Eastern Minerals, which has a presence at the shipyard. And because of that, we get a priority on that. So we're in good shape. We'll be spending the day hauling salt in by trailer to restock what we have had to use for this storm.
Sure. Have there been any major issues that have cropped up, Mayor, over the past couple of days?
No, none that I'm aware of. I mean, you know, there's always issues, Joe. Mm-hmm. We had power outages with poles being struck the night before the storm. D Street, Newport Ave. We opened a warming center for people if they needed it at North for the Newport Ave one because it was a hotel and apartments. But nobody availed themselves to that. Firemen are out shoveling hydrants, you know, the normal routine. You know, we're a day behind on trash pickup, and you know, that's thankfully we couldn't have had the trash out on Monday. That would have been insane. It would have been everywhere. Again, we remind people to be smart about their vents and so forth at home. Mm-hmm. Make sure your carbon monoxide detectors are working. You know, some of the basics, check in on your neighbor, particularly the shut-ins, the elderly folks that may live alone. They may need, you know, something, some help or something picked up at the store. So, I mean, we're a great city because, you know, people have that community sense. So I don't even have to say that, but I just think it's nice to remind people.
Yeah, well, it's been a little while since we had a storm like this, so folks get a little lackadaisical, myself included. So it's good for a refresher, for sure.
Yeah, we don't get snow enough that, you know, you get out of the habit and forget, you know, really. Obviously, we get snow, we get storms, but of this magnitude, it's really, there's no place to put it. It gets very difficult, challenging.
I know firefighters would be appreciative if you could clear snow from hydrants around your property. That would be helpful.
Absolutely. That's something that people don't think about until it's needed, you know.
Yep.
So that would be a big help. I think we've got like 2,500 or 3,000 hydrants across the city. So if you can do the one in your neighborhood, that would be great.
Right. Sidewalks in front of businesses, certainly. I know there's ordinances about that, but just to be a good neighbor and try and keep those clear. Remember your letter carriers as well. They need access. Your oil man needs access. There's so many things you don't even think of.
Yeah, exactly. And when it's this deep, particularly you think of the oil man trying to get to that fill pipe on the house, they're going to be up to their waist. So, that would be a nice thing to give them a pass.
Sure. Do you know when the snow emergency will be lifted, Mayor?
Well, I just was driving around the city checking things out. I'm heading in now. We'll have the discussion probably by the end of the day. And then we'll post areas. We will have snow removal for parking if we're doing that at night. We generally do the snow removal at night in the commercial areas because it's impossible with the traffic during the day. So,
sure. Yeah, I understand. And so right now it will be school on for tomorrow?
That's the goal. Absolutely. I expect we'll be in school tomorrow. Absolutely.
Okay.
We have today and tonight to get all those spots I referenced ready, so we want to get them in. But, we took the extra day because it always comes down to public safety. Safety first, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't want to take any chances. So we should be in decent shape. I won't say great shape, but decent shape tomorrow.
Okay. And do you know, Mayor, some specifics, like is the Kennedy Center open, do you know?
The Kennedy Center is open, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
So people, the programmer, they can get out of there. The libraries are open.
Yeah. What about the skating rink?
I assume they have to shovel it again after last night.
Right.
I know once it's cleared and shoveled, it should be open for business again.
Okay. And preparations for this weekend, potentially another storm.
Oh, did you have to bring it up?
Of course.
I mean, the main goal right now is to get the salt shed completely restocked.
Yeah.
That's number one. Two is you go over all your equipment again. You know, you have breakdowns, you have issues, you get your mechanics will be working on the trucks, make sure they're in good shape for the next one. We plan for the worst and hope for the best, as always.
Well, fortunately, coastal flooding was not an issue this time. Next weekend might be a little different story. We'll have to see.
Yes, yeah, we're looking at that as well.
Sure.
That was a nice thing not to have to worry about.
Yes.
This last storm. Both the coastal flooding, but also a little bit of wind, but it wasn't a pasty snow, so it didn't bring trees and wires and things down. So
right.
That's another thing we'll be watching for the next one.
Appreciate your time, Mayor. Stay warm.
You too. Enjoy the sun.
Yes. While it lasts.
Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye. Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.